Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
I figured this next segment is a win-win for the fellas and the ladies.
How so?
Because fellas will know what the girls don't want for Christmas.
Okay.
And ladies, your guy will know what you don't want for Christmas.
There you
all
go.
All right.
We all end up winning. That's why Elena Davies has come in here from the phone screening room.
I have. I've arrived.
To tell us what the girls are not looking forward to receiving this Christmas?
Yeah, I kept getting text messages yesterday from some of my guy friends, like, asking me what they should get their girlfriend for Christmas. And I felt like I was saying, no, not that, more than anything. So
oh,
I was like,
dang.
Let me help you.
That's so funny because I had a guy that sent me a text message yesterday asking me to help him pick out a gift for a female friend of his that I don't even know. I'm like, guys ask other guys, you should ask a girl.
Always ask the girl's friend.
Exactly.
We will help you.
But I feel like you guys will narc on us and you'll tell her, hey, JC was talking to me about getting you this. Is that cool? And then she'll know.
Do you know how many guy friends I've helped get presents and it's for my best girlfriend and I've never told her that I helped? It doesn't matter as long as the end goal is the same for both of us. She's happy.
Right. We want our friend to be happy too.
So, and then I get to borrow it.
Exactly. It's a win for literally everyone.
Yeah.
So I just decided I'm going to compile a list of everything we don't want.
Okay.
And then you can start from there.
Okay, perfect.
And then we'll talk.
Okay, let's
process
the same
of elimination.
Page.
Let me ask you, because I bought a few gifts for Kelly over the years. And let me ask you if any of the things that I bought for Kelly are on your list.
Okay.
Before you get started. polka dotted shoes. Was it polka dotted shoes, Kelly? Or polka
it was polka dotted flats.
Polka dotted flats.
Yes, they were,
Spade,
I would
maybe?
Say, acid green and turquoise.
I don't have that like specifically on my list, but I just also feel like kind of goes without saying. Maybe don't get that.
Lawnmower? Yeah.
Riding lawnmower.
Kind of. That's sort of maybe on my list.
Okay.
I like the lawnmower, Al.
Nope. Thank you.
A wonderful gift.
Proceed, Miss Elena.
Okay, so I'm just going to start it off with lotion, body wash. Don't want it. We already buy what we like to use.
Huh.
I have stuff from my ex-boyfriend that he gave me in 2009 for Christmas. I don't want to throw it away, but I'm not using it.
Oh, wow.
I got my mom body lotion probably 10 years in a row.
Hmm.
That
surprises me.
Unless she specifically asked for it.
Unless she asked for it specifically, you know she uses it. That's the one thing she loves and uses. Meh. Nail polish.
Uh-uh.
I get my nails done. I'm not going to bring my own polish.
Girls don't buy nail polish these days as often as they used to.
It used to be a thing, and I think guys still rely on the fact that it used to be a thing.
And it comes in cool sets with different colors, so we're all like, yeah.
I kind of feel like it's one of those cop-out gifts.
The gift sets trip guys up at the holidays.
Always, Kelly.
All the major retailers try to help you out by packaging up stuff, a $60 value for $19.99.
Mm-hmm.
I would just avoid that.
Yeah,
I fall for those every time.
Okay.
The just a card approach.
The what?
Just a card.
Oh.
Like, no matter how brag-worthy it is, no matter how sweet you are in it, we want an actual gift. Please purchase one.
Yep.
Especially for Christmas.
This is, I think, maybe going to shock some people, but an engagement ring. We want you to propose, sure. But it has to be its own separate thing. You can't be proposing to me and thinking you don't also have to get me a Christmas present because you propose.
It's not a Christmas present.
It's not a Christmas present. It's its own thing.
Serious? I'll be honest. I would be okay with that.
I'm giving you the
and nothing else,
but I'm not traditional, you know.
And nothing
else. I've already said I get to go on a trip, and I don't want anything else.
Yeah.
There's no present there.
That's
the trip.
I would say the engagement ring is probably the greatest gift you can give on Christmas because I am giving you me.
But then what? But then in 3 or 4 months, your girlfriend gets engaged in March, and she got the full on Christmas.
Well, that guy's a goof.
Well, then I want a March present.
So maybe if you propose on Christmas. Get a March present.
Okay.
Put it in a purse.
Yes, exactly.
There you go.
Let me find it in a car. Thanks.
Oh, jeez.
Just kidding.
Elena the Gold Digger making an appearance real quick.
You got to tone it down, Lena.
Jeez.
She ain't messing with no broke.
She thirsty. That's what happens when she hangs with football players all summer long.
I'm just kidding, mostly. Next thing, purity ring. You're not my dad. We're not in junior high.
Oh, come on, yeah.
Don't give me a purity ring.
Yeah, you don't want a ring that signifies that you're not going to get none.
Exactly. You know? You're dumb to do that to begin with.
Yeah, exactly.
As the man. how about just like any ring or any jewelry of any kind that comes in a box that looks like it could be a period or an engagement ring? Because now you're just teasing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're just teasing.
I'm okay with that too, though.
No, but it's a different box. Yeah. It needs
to be, it needs to be a necklace with a long box.
Earrings before and a ring box.
Yeah, but it gets you. You're building up for a letdown.
It is. Don't do it, fellas.
It is. My girlfriend is on the kind of, might be getting engaged. And she told him, she was like, do not get me anything that is not an engagement ring that looks like it could be, because I will be sour for the rest of the holidays. Yeah.
What if you open it and it says, just kidding, just earrings?
No,
that's horrible. Okay.
What if it's a ring pop?
If you want to survive until 2016, do not do that.
Okay.
Okay. Workout gear, tennis shoes. What are you trying to tell me?
That you look cute in workout wear.
Unless she flat out asks for it, that's the exception. Yeah. The girl tells you
exactly
flat out, this is what I want.
Maybe I want to get you some yoga pants because they see through.
I love. And this also goes for the guy that's, if you're buying multiple presents, you know, if you're just getting your girl one thing, don't buy her workout clothes. But no. I love workout clothes, and my workout pants are like $200 they're my favorite ones. Yeah. So I'd welcome that, but not if it was my only gift.
Exactly. If you know your girlfriend's like, pinned it recently, or you know, has been talking about it. Sure, those are all always exceptions. But if she hasn't said anything about wanting some yoga pants, do not buy them.
Gotcha.
Right.
At all.
We're doing Christmas gifts you should not be buying your lady, fellas.
Christmas don'ts.
Christmas don'ts.
Lip wax dye. This landed on my list because I heard a horror story from a friend.
Wait, what? Lip wax dye?
Lip wax or like lip, you know, where you can like bleach your mustache.
Yeah.
One of my girlfriends received that as a gift before and she was mortified. Yes.
Jenna, shout out.
No one's ever gotten me that.
That is horrible. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I feel like I don't have to put that on a list, but I mean, it happened before. Yeah,
us guys, we're dumb.
This, I think, goes kind of with the workout gear thing, but maybe skincare line, facial. If your girlfriend has bad skin or struggles with her skin, don't buy her pimple cream, please, and think you're doing her a favor. She will hate you.
Yeah, I think anything that says you're not pretty enough.
You're not perfect.
Like plastic surgery or Botox.
You can't buy your girl boobs for Christmas?
If she asked for the boobs and she went to the doctor and picked out the boobs already...
Buy her some lingerie, too. I mean, at least make it enjoyable.
There's always exceptions.
Yeah.
Gym membership?
No.
No. Even I know that.
A book? Just not romantic.
Unless it's a book of, like, romantic poetry or something that's sentimental between the two of you.
The IOUs, promises of doing chores or massages.
I did that one time.
If a dude is struggling with his money.
The coupon book's cute. If you don't have any money.
If you don't have any money and you make it cute. I think, like, the end all of this is put thought and effort into it. Like if it's handmade or something, just don't make it a cop-out gift. If you clearly could go to the mall and get something nice, but you decided to just write on a post-it note, like, I owe you the dishes one night.
What about a gift certificate for a night of loving?
You could put that in the coupon book.
That's a gift for you.
Yeah. I did a coupon book when Kenzie and I were dating, like when I was super broke.
Oh,
and I gave her this
better.
I gave her a full-on coupon book with a bunch of cool stuff that I would do for her.
All nights of loving.
She had to redeem them, and then she lost it, and I was like, sorry.
Sorry about that.
I'm not doing anything.
Do you have your receipt?
Boyd.
No receipt, no coupon book.
So last thing I have on my list, literally anything else that you've bought for your ex.
Okay.
Don't do the repeat,
because
we know you bought it for her. Oh. We know. So I took it pretty seriously, but then I texted my friends and I was like, okay, guys, what would you be legitimately mad about receiving from boyfriend, fiance, husband?
Yeah.
And they said, meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
I love meatloaf. Mom! Meatloaf!
Mom.
And I think there may be some backstories to some of these, but I got meatloaf, drugs.
Well, oh my. That'd be kind of dope.
Pun intended.
A toaster.
No.
A picture of him and his ex. A tent.
A tent's pretty cool.
An animal of any kind, because then I'm stuck taking care of it.
That's a good one.
I would love to be given a
puppy.
Are you listening?
Uh-oh. No,
thing
you can't
on.
Be surprised with that.
Full-time boyfriend?
I want to be surprised with a litter of pugs.
No, you don't, Jen.
A litter is
in
your mouth.
I want a pug farm.
No, a farm. Run in your mouth.
No, I am not.
That's crazy talking.
Farm.
Yeah,
when you give a pet, you need to go and you need to look at the litter or go to the pound and see and do
a
rescue.
Mesh.
You got to check out the personality. Yeah. You can't just give a dog or a cat and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm. Well, I gave Kenzie a dog 1 year.
Oh, really?
And we still have them.
He knows what kind of pugs I'm into,
yeah,
what kind of pugs I'm not into. He knows that I don't want one of those wonky-looking ones. He knows.
Wonky
he knows.
Need love.
No, I mean, I'm good with, like, a one-eyed wonk, but he knows I don't want any of those pug mixes. I'm sorry. I do discriminate. I want full pug, and I want a rescue pug.
All pugs are kind of wonky-looking.
I know.
Are you listening, boyfriend?
I want full wonky pug.
What about a black pug this time? Black pugs
I'm
are
good
cool.
with a little black pug.
Black pug.
I want both. Yeah. I want to spread.
Are you
going to
get multiple pugs?
I'm going to get multiple pugs when I do get pugs. I'm going to rescue multiple pugs. Yes.
Good.
Look at Jenna throwing out what she wants.
Like, no, it's
hey,
okay.
Might as well take advantage of the platform.
Next year,
here.
I'm going to wait a bit.
The trip is your present, yeah. Jenna.
What about a weave?
Yeah, you're going to Dubai, Felicia.
Oh, yeah, I'm good with them. I'm good with that.
What about a weave? Like, weaves are pretty expensive.
Oh, my best girlfriend, Anna, would be, like, ready to marry you if you bought her fake hair.
Weave. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Just trying to help you out, fella.
Al's follow-up question to that is Anna hot?
Duh.
<There you go. laughs> Kelly, what's the worst gift you've ever gotten from a guy?
Nothing.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Man.
If we buy a gift.
Beth, I hated to bring the room down.
Yeah, you went deep on that one.
That would be nothing.
Dumped. Yeah.
If we. Is a card required with a gift?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Not at Christmas.
I'm not a card
giver. I'm not a card person. I feel like these days cards are $6, and I'm like, I could buy you
something
another little something.
Yeah.
Yeah, for $6.
And write on a piece of notebook paper with a pen.
But I will tell you, when I've gotten a card from a guy before, I am looking only for love at the end of that card.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like when I went on Valentine's Day, and he got me a card.
Love.
Sincerely yours?
I want it to be
love,
I want it to be signed. Yeah, regards.
Regards.
Respectfully submitted.
Great. That's what girls talk about, you guys. What did the card say? Mm-hmm. So if you're giving her a card, it better say love or just don't give her a card.
Yeah.
Regards is pretty good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your help.
Tomorrow, Big Al, Mac, and I will help you out with what guys don't want for Christmas this year.
Oh, good.
We got you.
What you don't want.
Do
yeah,
you?
What we don't
see,
want.
And this is the great thing about me being super single is I don't have to listen to that segment.
Yeah, well, we would appreciate it if you still listened. And now that means we have homework tonight.
I got you.
There you go.
I got you.
A colonoscopy. That's what I'm getting now.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom from Big Al Mac.
What does all this have to mean?
What does all this have to mean? Indeed. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It should be a t-shirt.
What does all this have to mean? That comes from when we wrote each other's news segments, I think. We drew names and we had to write the news.
And we had to read from a teleprompter.
And it was a cold read, so we didn't get a chance to look at what we were reading. And Big Al Mac.
For some reason, he decided to sing it and mispronounce. I don't even know what it was.
But does all this have to mean?
What does all this mean? I think that's what it was. But what does all this mean? What does all this have to mean?
Almost as good as they're both equally as well.
But they're both equally as well.
Singing this one.
Yeah. We got love letters to Kelly coming up in about 20 minutes. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to kidnation.com. That's where we have the tab set up for you.
Mm-hmm.
You just write your letter, we print it out, read it to Kelly, and boom, your life is solved.
A lot of love problems in the holiday season, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people are staying in those relationships,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they want to get the gift.
Yeah, you need a Christmas boyfriend or Christmas girlfriend. Speaking of Christmas, we got a Christmas wish coming up.
Oh, cool.
That's less than an hour away. Actually, about 30 minutes away, 40 minutes away. We'll get you the latest Christmas wish. And the Harry Styles bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
The one that we got at Jingle Ball that Harry Styles handed to our producer, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Never took it back. Has full-on Harry Styles backwash and DNA.
In it.
Still up for grabs on eBay.
Ooh, time's running out.
Time is running out.
Harry could be your baby daddy if you buy this bottle.
In fact, according to eBay, there is about 3 hours left. Just under 3 hours left to purchase this Harry Styles Fiji water touched by, drank out of, and spit back into by Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm.
Current bid is $340.
Nice.
We want to get it as high as possible, not because we're going to benefit, but because all the money's going to kids.
Yeah.
Our charity. We already got to start planning for next year because the trip's expensive. There's inflation and all that stuff going on.
Yeah, sure.
So we got to make money. Again, less than 3 hours left for you to purchase that Harry Styles water bottle.
Is that how it's listed on eBay?
It's listed as Harry Styles used water bottle /- One Direction - charity auction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, should we have a link on
item condition?
Kid Nation.
Opened.
Opened.
I mean, it's technically used.
It's opened.
Yeah.
And big guys, big day.
What's up?
I don't know why I said big guys.
Why?
Kelly and Jenna, I apologize for saying big guys.
It's my jacket, isn't
Lump
it?
Lump me in. It's your jacket. I don't care.
It's a big
I'm
day.
I'm a biggin.
Why?
Adele's Hello has been knocked off the top spot on iTunes.
No.
Why? Let me guess.
Do you guys want to guess? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, guess. Take a guess.
Is it a... Okay. Is it a female?
Is it a female? No.
Okay, go around the room.
Is it a male?
Yes. Well...
Well, it could have been a group.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good.
Is it...
Okay, you get another yes. If you get a yes, you get a question.
Come on.
Is it pop?
Yeah. Well,
is it... I have a question.
No. Okay.
Kind of it used is to be it, pop, but now it's...
Okay,
do I get a
else.
Question yet?
Yeah, it's your turn, because he got to know, sort
is,
of.
Is it a holiday song?
No.
Is he American?
Yes.
Is he under the age of 30?
Yeah.
Is he...
I'm guessing on the age, but I'm guessing.
Okay, he's 30-ish.
Yeah, 30-ish.
Is it Justin Timberlake?
It is not Justin Timberlake.
Because I thought that song, I Can't Drink You Away, because it's getting so much airplay in the CMTs.
Okay.
Oh, the Chris Stapleton one? I got news on Chris Stapleton coming up. It's hilarious,
too. You said he's not pop, so is he country?
No, he's not. He's not country. In fact, I don't think you guys would ever guess this, because...
Is it a movie song?
It's not a movie song. It comes from a reality show. From a reality show where people compete.
The Voice is one
it's
of those
It's from
guys.
The Voice.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why I don't know what
he,
this
is
person
he
is.
Team Blake?
He is Jordan Smith. He's a contestant on The Voice, and his performance of Queen's Somebody to Love is now at number one, and I have no idea what team he's on now because I have not watched it.
I don't think he's Team Blake.
I guess
he's
not.
I actually watched last night. Is he Gwen's?
Tell me, because this is what he sounded. This is Somebody to Love by Jordan Smith. Okay. Knocked off Adele's Hello. Okay. Each morning I
so good.
He's been number one again with that gospel song he did. He's probably going to win it.
Somebody. I recognize him. I've seen him.
Yeah, I have seen him.
He's Team Adam.
Team Adam, okay.
That knocked Adele's Hello out of number
awesome.
One on iTunes.
Yeah.
He is incredible. That voice is wow.
He's really good. I watched last night because Gwen had a performer on last night. I guess we're getting down to the wire,
cut down
right?
Did they cut down to four or five or whatever it was last night?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was it semis?
Gosh, it's just so hard because when I actually do watch it, the talent's unreal.
Yeah.
And I know the judges make it better, but they were really good last night.
Man, that guy's so good. I like that Jordan guy.
I saw one of Pharrell's girls and Gwen's guy. That's what I saw last night. But yeah, they're narrowing it down. It's almost over.
Well, the finale will be next week. And based on that voice, I'm going with Jordan.
You are.
I'm going with Jordan just because that's the only contestant I know right now. And speaking of men with big voices, Chris Stapleton.
Uh-huh, yeah.
This is pretty funny. He sat in front of the TV early Monday morning with his wife. He has his two kids. He had his in-laws waiting to see if his name would get called. It did. It got called four times, actually. But our boy Chris Stapleton missed it because he was watching the wrong channel. He told Billboard, quote, the guide said it was the right channel, but we never saw any of the nominations. And my sister-in-law walked in and said, congratulations. And I said, on what? We've been sitting here watching and we didn't see any of them. We had to look them up online like everybody else does.
That's funny.
And then it was party time, right? Nope. He added, quote, I don't like to celebrate things. I like to continue working. If we stop long enough, maybe we'll have a moment where we have dinner or a couple cocktails. But right now, we don't have time for that.
Oh, man.
Chris Stapleton is up for Album of the Year with Traveler, Best Country Album for Traveler, Best Country Song for the song Traveler, and Best Country Solo Performance for, guess what?
What?
Traveler.
All right. Well, good for him. I'm happy for him.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I've done that before. When I'm watching the wrong channel, I thought I was going to watch something else. Kelly, are you ready to dish out that love advice?
I'm always ready.
Time for love letters to Kelly, and a dude from Kid Nation needs your help this time, Kelly.
A dude
says his wife won't stop texting a guy who lives next door.
That's a problem.
That is
That's
a problem.
Big problem.
We'll get to that problem next in Love Letters to Kelly.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got our latest Christmas wish coming up for you in about 20 minutes.
Cool.
And after the what not to get a girl for Christmas segment, got a pretty funny text here.
What's that?
After being married for like 10 years, my husband got me a card and he signed it with his full name. I was like, I know who you are.
My dad used to do that.
That's the hardest guy, part for a guy with a card. It's like, do I just write my first name, my nickname, my full name?
My dad would do it for all of us. He'd say, you know, whatever the card said, and he'd say, love, Samuel Matt. I'm like, yeah, dad.
Right.
Right, your dad.
And we're about to get into love letters to Kelly with Kelly Raspberry. Speaking of relationships, earlier on in the show when Al was talking about using his girlfriend's toothbrush.
Yes, I have done that for the last four mornings because my toothbrush is in my car.
Landon caught this from you, Big Al. Landon wrote us and said, did the show just breeze over the fact that Big Al just called Dr. Girlfriend his wife?
Yes, we did. We chose to keep talking and don't look back.
I said, whoa. I said, whoa.
You said
it. Was more of a what?
My wah.
We just kept going. See, sometimes if you just keep going, people think, did I hear that? No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, you heard it. You heard it.
That's what we call plowing through.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it at that.
My woo.
It's what? He's a vampire now. Kelly Raspberry, are you late? Ready to dish out that love advice?
Yes, I'm late. I'm very late.
No, you're not. Late for what?
I've been late for about 8 years now. I think it's the miracle.
You get it out?
Oh, yeah,
maybe gonna be born 10 years old.
Yeah.
love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My wife and I have been married for 9 years with 3 kids. I'm 33, she's 32. I work and she stays home with the kids. About 6 months ago, my wife started texting our male neighbor who is married with kids as well. At first, I didn't like it, but I tolerated it. About a month later, she has a play date at the park with him, our kids and his kids.
Oh,
his wife wasn't there, but she knew. I call her out, and we have another huge fight that I'm overreacting and nothing's going on. She promised to stop. Well, at Thanksgiving dinner, I see she gets a text, and it's from him. She responds with a smile on her face. I get visibly upset. She realized I saw the text exchange. I check her phone when she isn't looking, and the texts were gone.
Ooh.
She Hillary Clinton'd her text. She said it was a large group text, nothing directly to her.
Sure.
Oh, it's like, I can't even continue reading this, because obviously you've done something wrong if you're deleting the history.
Yeah, he knows what's going on.
I chose to believe her, but the more I think about it, I know she's lying.
Of course she is.
I can't call her out on it, because she will know I don't trust her, and I checked her phone. She doesn't respect me enough to end the relationship with our neighbor. I'm having a hard time moving past it. Do I call her out again, or just sit back and wait for her to get caught again? Is this just a phase she's going through? Thanks, Matt.
She has got a crush on the neighbor. And this is, if it's not already happened, you've got to get burned. It's incredibly inappropriate. The reason she is so defensive is because she knows she's doing something wrong, but she's not willing to give up this little crush. You don't need to wait for her to get caught again. You need to approach her in a very calm manner and say, look, obviously there's something going on with you and the neighbor, which means you're not happy in our marriage. What can we work on together to fix this problem at home? And then put your house on the market.
Yeah, get out of it.
Get the heck out of Dodge. This is a problem. Yeah, yeah.
What if she's just texting the neighbor because he's a dude?
No.
And she's just trying to set up some really cool Christmas gift.
No.
This isn't, you know what's happening.
Yeah.
She's creeping.
She's flirting and she's loving the attention.
Creep. Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. Hard. You're in a bad spot, but you need to come to her calmly, not attacking, because she's going to be defensive and she's going to turn it all around, and you're the bad guy who hasn't shown her enough attention. And maybe a little bit of truth to that. We don't know, but we need to sit down and see what we can do, because there is a problem with our marriage.
There's probably,
and you need to move.
Yeah. Get out of there for real.
There's probably something that he did. Follow me. Wait before you jump. That he stopped doing because it bothered her. So you remember when I used to do this and I stopped doing it because that bothered you, baby? Well, now this bothers me. Why don't you stop?
It doesn't need to be tit for tat like that.
Well, I know, but just kind of approaching it, like you said, when you're calm and not when you're
not
mad.
In anger and not waiting for her to get caught bring it up again.
Say, baby, this is bothering.
Your suspicions are correct. Yeah. This isn't good.
Most likely correct, yeah. Mm. Don't hire hot nannies and don't move next door to a hot dude.
You can't help where you live.
How about some personal responsibility here? Like, don't play with fire. Don't cheat on your husband.
She's not the one writing the letter.
That's true. It was him.
Deal with him.
He's the one that needs help. She didn't write it.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am 33, single, and I have a crush on a coworker.
Hey, now.
We share a cubicle wall. And we don't get much time to chat. When he tries talking to me, it's usually very brief, and he never looks directly at me when he talks to me. He has no problem going to all my coworkers' cubicles to chat about stuff, but he always avoids my cubicle. There are times where he makes fun of me in a playful manner. Question, Do you think he likes me? Circle yes or no.
Yeah.
The company Christmas party is coming up. He mentioned he's going alone. I don't want to miss out on this opportunity, but I'm not flirty and kind of shy around him. Please help a sister out. That's
well, you could both be shy and trying really hard to flirt, but I mean, either that or he's not interested. But I'm choosing to believe that he is shy and interested. That's what I'm going to choose to believe.
I think so too.
And you are shy and interested. So go to the office Christmas party, stag.
Yeah.
By yourself, make sure that you just have to make it easy for him to, you have to put him in the position to succeed with you. You
so
know,
drink.
You have to put, no, not necessarily drink, but maybe get, you know what? My therapist said, Kelly, I prescribe to you 2 drinks because it's enough where you're not sloppy, but it's enough to loosen you up and make you feel a little bit, you know, lose a little bit of your inhibitions. But you have to put a man in the position to succeed. So he knows that if he asks you to do something that you're going to say yes. Or maybe there's a way that you can, you know, just talking and stuff. Obviously, you both have to go to lunch at work. And you could say, man, have you tried that new taqueria around the corner? Have you tried the new sushi place around the corner? I've been really wanting to go there. Why don't we go check that out for lunch one day? Really non-threatening.
Right.
And if he says yes, that's a good sign. If he says no and makes an excuse, that's not a good sign.
And then you can move out. It's not embarrassing. It's just like, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's just keeping it's it real casual. But you got to set him up for success.
I'm with you.
It sounds like you're both shy.
Yeah, if he's not making eye contact, but he does make fun of you from time to time.
Yeah, that's like a little playground stuff.
There's probably some loving right there. Potential love.
Sometimes, you know, I've learned as a woman, you got to be a lot. Men are so, they get so many mixed signals from women. Sometimes you got to be real direct as the woman
We're
in a
oblivious.
Relationship. And like, you can text for a week with a guy and finally like, so, as a woman, I'm like, are you ever going to ask me to go do something? Because after a week of back and forth texting, he's obviously interested. Or he wouldn't have been texting or whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to be that bold. And then he'll be like, oh, yeah, I was just, I was going to ask you to do something. That opens the door. Sometimes you got to be bold as a woman.
It's almost cool for guys sometimes, too, when a girl goes after you like that. Because you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
I'm a hot commodity right now.
Just don't go overboard.
Just don't go overboard.
Yeah, but at the office Christmas party, go alone. Yeah. You don't sound like you have anybody to go with anyway if he's going alone.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just... Set him up for some success with you.
There you go.
Yeah. Most people make out at the Christmas party.
Oh, don't set her up for that.
Oh, yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
You're Kelly, you are the love expert.
Yeah.
This one sounds a little different. My parents divorced when I was 4, and my mom rarely dated when I was younger. Now that my sisters and I are older, she's back in the dating game.
Yay, mom.
She recently broke up with a serious boyfriend she'd been dating for 2 years. After the breakup, I admitted I was not a big fan of the ex. She kept saying she wished I had told her sooner that I didn't like him, but she was so happy at the time, I didn't want to upset her.
Right.
Now that she is dating again, she made me swear to tell her my honest opinion. You know where this is going.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
How do I tell her that I don't like the new guy that she's seeing without hurting her? I'm now 22 years old. I'm going to school hours away, but I don't want her to be lonely. Help. That's from Kylie.
Here you go, Kylie. JC and I were just having this conversation this morning.
Oh, wow.
JC and I have both been in this situation, not with our parent, but with a friend.
Yeah.
And I, years ago, this is what you do. I say this is true with anybody you love, whether it's a friend or a family member. You say, look, I really don't like him. I really don't like her. And this is, you have to have a reason. Like, I think he's disrespectful to you, whatever it is. But I'm never going to say another word about it. And that's it.
Yeah. Even if you find more stuff out, right?
Well, it depends on what you find out, JC. It depends on what you find out.
Right.
But if it's just like a man is, you think he's not respectful of her, uh-huh. or if you think he, you know, whatever it is, if it's just that, oh, he has a weird mustache. If it's something like that, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, he can shave that.
But if there's something about him that really bothers you, state your piece.
Like a character flaw.
And
don't say
another word about it. Because now your mom knows, her ears are perked up, and she'll say, okay, I'm going to start paying attention to that. Is he disrespectful to me? Is he a gentleman? Is he, you know, taking the, whatever it is your issue is. If it's just you get a, you know, if it's just a vibe, say, mom, I don't know, I just got kind of a weird vibe around him.
He seemed like
I
a good person.
Like a weird vibe.
Yeah.
Just say that, you know, I'm sure he's nice, but I just get a weird vibe.
She may be thinking
it. State your piece
yeah.
and be done. Don't bring it up again.
She may be thinking it, and you may serve as a verification of that.
A validation, yeah.
A validation, yeah, because I've had a guy say, I don't really like her. I was like into this girl.
Yeah.
And the guy said to me, I don't like her, or blah, blah, like
something's
you said,
up with her.
And from that, because it was somebody that I loved and respected, you know,
yeah.
I said, man, And it just opened my eyes. And from that moment
If she had really not been, if you would have still, if nothing ever surfaced, you would have stayed with her, but you respect his opinion enough to pay attention to things that maybe were highlighted.
Right, exactly.
It's like you're planting a seed, but you don't want to overwater that seed, because you overwater it, it's not going
to
grow right.
Because I've spoken my piece to a friend before, and they end up getting married, living happily ever after, and things can work out.
Okay. You still don't like that guy?
He wasn't an abusive person. I was like, I just didn't like him. I don't like the way he spoke to me. Yeah. I didn't like that. And
that's
I told
your
her.
Reason.
I didn't like the way he spoke to me.
That particular reason had to do with just Kelly.
No, but. But me included.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
We got one more.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I just reached our one-year anniversary, and he told me something that I cannot get out of my head. My husband never did laundry before me.
What?
I was doing laundry for years prior to him. Laundry with friends, laundry with strangers. I did a little too much laundry.
Oh, my.
While we were drinking, he told me that as happy as he is with me, he feels like he somewhat missed out on being able to do laundry whenever he wanted with whoever he wanted. I'm not mad at him, but how do I get over this thought in the back of my head that I'm no longer fulfilling his needs? I feel like a bit of a failure as a wife if I've not done enough laundry with him. I'm not worried he's going to go off and do more laundry with other people. I just do not know how to make him feel like he didn't miss out on anything. Amanda. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a tough one.
He was drinking when he said it, and he was just running his mouth. I mean, there's no. What are you going to do? Suggest he go get his yah-yahs out now? No.
I have really strong convictions on this matter because I know everyone feels differently about it, but I welcome that guy that has a past like that, because I, you know, when you
want
encounter,
him to have it out of his
I do. I want a guy to have it out of his system, because I worry about that. If I've dated a guy and he hasn't had a whole lot of experience, I worry that he's going to hit mid-40s, 50 years old, and then do what every guy does. Grass is greener. Oh, I never had a wild phase. That's why guys that get married young and then get divorced go on these tears. So when girlfriends get jealous, you know, like my own friends are like, he's gone out with so many girls. And, you know, they're getting engaged or something. I'm like, good.
He got it out.
He chose you, and he got it out of his system, and he chose you. So don't be jealous about his past.
It's okay to date a former moochie.
You can't be upset about the dating stuff, but it can work. Because I know in my own family where, like, my brother got married very young, and he and his wife are the only two people they've ever been with. And they have been married, 26 years now, and they've only been with, so it can work.
It can.
So it's not like it's you don't marry a man that's never been with anybody. You can't just bright that brush, but that's Jenna's.
I'm saying
it can happen where a man's like, what did I miss out on?
Let me just clarify. I don't think you should be upset.
My brother's not mad for me putting that out there.
No, I just don't think a girl should be upset if her current boyfriend has a past like that.
No, don't be upset with it. She's upset because he doesn't.
Yeah. I see her side. Yeah.
What do you want me to say? I mean, what is her question to me?
Her question is,
how does she get it out of her mind?
Yeah, how does she help him realize, I guess, that he's not missing out?
Just
get one of those cool books.
Being a wife to him.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. Just be a wife to him. You know, it's part of the relationship. So
here, buddy, you're
being a wife to him.
You're not missing out on much.
Take him to a strip club every once in a while.
Oh, ow.
Go up in there and get a couple of drinks and go on back.
Stop it with your nonsense.
It makes a difference, too. Yeah, if he knows about her past, that probably gets him going, like, well, she got to try it.
He's not missing out. You know, he's not.
Nah.
But I hate when guys have that.
Guys always think they're missing out.
Well, what if? Grass is greener.
You're not.
Think we're missing out.
It's not. Yeah.
But my point is, I went overboard to take him to a strip club, but we always think we're missing out. Then you go out there and you see what's out there, then you come back home. Because, you know, what's out there isn't all that great if you got something really cool at the crib.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was an expression. Take him to a strip club. Or you might want to take him to a strip club. But whatever you do, let him see what's out there and then bring him on back home.
We should do love letters to Al.
See what's out there? Okay, I don't know about that. Yeah.
That's my advice. That's why I call it love letters to Al.
From this topic on over to Christmas. It's time for another Christmas wish, you guys. Hey, I'm telling you, people, your friends are noticing if you're having a rough time.
Yeah.
And we want to help you. So you'll hear our latest Christmas wish coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Guys, it's time for another Christmas wish.
Nice.
Good.
And I think this one proves that there are angels that live on earth with us.
All right.
Once you learn what this person did for a little baby.
Oh, my.
I want to bring her in. Again, they never know what's going on, which is always fun.
And now, Another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Let's say hello to Lindsay, everybody.
Hello, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
This is JC with Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mack, and Jenna Owens. We're the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yes, I definitely know who you are.
Oh, all right, good.
That's a relief.
Step one is out of the way. I'm pretty sure you have no idea why we're calling you, right, Lindsay?
That is correct.
That is correct. Okay, what are you up to right now? Are you at work?
Nope. I guess you'd call it maternity leave. We adopted a little baby here recently.
How wonderful!
Oh, yeah. Sweet. Would it blow your mind if I told you, Lindsay, that we knew you did that?
You did?
Yeah, we did.
This is the thing, Lindsay, if you don't mind. We've received a letter from someone you probably know, and we found out a little bit about you and the new addition to your family. Would you mind if I read this letter to you?
Sure.
I am nominating my friends, Lindsay and Scott, for a Christmas wish. They've had a rough time becoming parents. After trying for a baby of their own, they found out they would not be able to have one naturally. Through an adoption agency, they were matched to an expecting birth mom, and just a few weeks ago, Lindsay was in the room for the delivery and was able to cut the cord for their precious little boy.
Yay.
After 2 days of caring for their new baby in the hospital, a nurse told them they needed to run another test on the baby. It turns out the birth mother changed her mind, and they never saw their little boy again.
That's heartbreaking, Lindsay.
Mm.
And they lied?
They were devastated and went home without their son, who they had named, cared for, and already loved. A few weeks later, the agency contacted them again about a baby girl who had already been born. The baby was born addicted to heroin and needed around-the-clock care by the NICU staff. They made the decision after much prayer to say yes to this little angel. They were able to bring her home the day before Thanksgiving and are now a family of three. Their new daughter, Carly, has a long road ahead, but doctors say she's doing great and is healthy. I want the three of them to have a magical first Christmas together. And Lindsay, that is from your friend, Jessica.
Aww.
And Jessica is actually on the phone with us right now, Lindsay, if you want to say hi to her.
Hey. Hi, Lindsay.
Aw, that's such a sweet story.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking and yet sweet, because this is your baby. This is your child.
It's so, like, it's meant to be, almost.
Lindsay, Carly, your new little girl's only 3 weeks old. How has the time at home been with her?
Kind of a whirlwind. We have to go to the doctor pretty frequently just to get her weaned off everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What is that like when a baby is born addicted to drugs because of the birth mom?
It's awful. They hurt and pain so much, so they tense up and they scream when they touch you and or when you touch them, and they don't want to eat, and they have to have feeding tubes down their nose, and it's really sad.
How long do they say that takes for a baby to, I guess, get that all out of their system?
To get clean.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It depends on, I guess, the drug. It's taking her, I mean, so far we're almost a month into it, but some babies take a little bit longer. It just depends on the usage.
Yeah, you're not having the regular have the baby and take them home, you know.
Type visits.
Yeah, you have to keep going to the hospital and make sure that she's okay, and you don't have your usual baby cries at night where you just feed them and they're okay. You're dealing with basically a special needs baby at this point of your life, Lindsay, and that makes you and your husband angels.
That is the truth.
That really does make you extremely awesome people. And Jessica, thank you so much for writing this letter. And we want to let you know, Lindsay, that we're going to go ahead and grant this Christmas wish for you.
Okay, thank you.
Because I know the last thing you want to worry about is what you're going to get for Christmas and buying a Christmas tree and all that stuff. So we want to help you out.
I'm sure a lot of medical bills right now.
Yeah.
That and just, you know, you lose money when you have a failed adoption, and then the expenses of adoption, it just kind of all starts to run together.
Yeah. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah.
Like you have to pay to go through that, and then you just...
And then they just changed their
mind. How emotional.
It's awful. Yeah.
Especially this
awful
time of year. Well, at least you have a new addition to the family.
That's right. The baby you were meant to have.
Carly's 3 weeks old, so I'm sure she can't tell you what she likes yet. So, Lindsay, what we want to do is we want to give you a gift certificate to Toys R Us or Babies R Us so that you can go purchase whatever you need to purchase for Carly.
Yeah, it's not just toys. They have the baby supplies, the bedding, everything.
Lots
of
diapers, I'm betting.
Thank you so much.
And then also we want to throw in $200 in cash just for you and your husband to go get whatever you need to get, whether it be presents for each other or the Christmas tree or Christmas dinner or whatever you need to get with that money. You go ahead and do that, Lindsay, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
How's your husband, Scott, been dealing with all of this?
He's good. He's really hands-on, and changes the diapers and feeds her, and he's been really great.
Good man.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good daddy.
Yeah. Jessica, is there anything you want to say to Lindsay?
I'm just so happy that you guys were able to do this for her. I know how much it means to both of them, and I just love you guys, and I hope you guys have a great Christmas.
Thank you. You too, and thank you for letting us know their story.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas, okay. You guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The fireplace is burning bright, shining all on me. I see the presents underneath the good old Christmas tree. And I wait on light till Santa comes to wake me from my dreams. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I see the children play outside like angels in the snow. While mom and daddy share a kiss under the mistletoe. And we'll cherish all these simple things wherever we may be. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I've got this Christmas song in my heart. I've got the candles glowing in the dark. I'm hanging all the stockings by the Christmas tree. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me.
I listen for the thud of reindeer walking on the roof. As I fall asleep to lullabies, the morning's coming soon.
Oh, the only gift I'll ever need is the joy of family. Oh, why?
'Cause that's Christmas to me. I've got this Christmas song in my heart.
I'm hanging all the stockings by the Christmas tree. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. Christmas to me. I've got this Christmas song in my heart. I've got the candles glowing in the dark. And then for years to come, we'll always know one thing. That's the love that Christmas can bring. That's Christmas to me.
Happy holidays from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You can still buy the Harry Styles used water bottle. We
how
have it up at eBay.
Left? What are we up to?
We have an hour and 35 minutes left, according to eBay.
Okay. It's going to get fast and furious now.
Yeah, speaking of how people do, they just wait. They wait until the last minute.
For the low, low price of $340, you can own Harry Styles DNA.
Oh, so it hadn't gone up since
your
last
lips
time we
can
talked
touch
about
where his lips touch.
Yeah. There's backwash, there's lip touch, there's hand touch.
There's DNA.
There's all sorts of DNA from Harry Styles on that water bottle. $340. All of the money goes to kids.
You could have his baby.
This is your 1 hour and 35 minute warning. We got a text message here. And it has to do with the Christmas wish we did.
Okay.
I'm listening to your show this morning, and I know that the couple will love and be great parents to give this baby girl a chance at greatness. I was also born addicted to heroin, but overcame it with the love and care from my adopted mother. Now I'm 36. Now 36 years later, I have my own family with four wonderful boys of my own. I just wanted to say that this family will be blessed as they continue to care for their baby girl.
Great. That's great.
Wow.
Wow.
It's a tough one, man.
And speaking of Christmas wishes, this one's not a nomination or anything. It's a news story that's been floating out there, and it's something that we can all get together and make this little girl's Christmas a lot better.
Okay. What you got?
5-year-old girl from New York. She lost her family in a fire that was intentionally set. Mm. And she has one wish this holiday season. She wants Christmas cards from around the world.
Oh, okay.
Mascara alert here. So in 2013, Sapphire Terry's father and three younger siblings died in a fire caused by arson. Sapphire was found in the debris next to her father, who was using his body to shield her from the flames. Mm. She suffered severe burns, and in the months following the blaze, she lost her right hand and her left foot. She now lives with her aunt, Liz, who has sole custody. And her aunt bought this tree to hang holiday cards on, and when the little girl saw the tree, she said she couldn't wait to fill it up. So her aunt took to Facebook, posted the picture of Sapphire standing next to the tree, and hopes that she's going to get enough cards to fill the display. So what we're going to do is, if you want to send a card to this little girl, to Sapphire,
okay,
who has gone through a lot in her 5 years of living, we'll post the address. It's a P.O. Box, but it's just send it to Sapphire, just Sapphire, P.O. Box 6126. I don't know how to pronounce this city in New York. That's why we're going to post it over on Kid Nation.
Give it a shot.
Oh, try. Come on.
Give it a shot.
Schnecktady.
Schnecktady.
Schnecktady. Schnecktady. Schnecktady, New York.
Schnecktady.
Did you know that city?
I hadn't looked at it.
What is it again, Kelly?
Schenectady.
Schenectady, New York, 12306.
But I can't spell it.
Yeah, well, we'll post that.
Okay. It's a funny looking name. I mean, look at that name. That's a weird name.
Yeah, you wouldn't know unless you've heard it before. Schenectady. Yeah.
Schenectady.
No, I wouldn't know.
Yeah. What would you have said, Al?
Schenectady. Schenectady.
Schenectady. See, that's so nice when all these little kids sometimes ask for like 80 things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got kids that want like all these toys, and all she wants is Christmas cards.
I don't know why the older I've gotten, I get more and more grossed out with like the gluttony of the holidays.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's sinful.
Is.
Maybe I'd feel differently if I had little kids and you're like, oh, I want to buy you tons of things.
Well, sure, you want to buy your kid everything.
But the older
you
I've gotten, I just get so, I don't know, turned off by the lavishness of the holidays with people.
Yeah, and it's weirder with kids because they don't understand. Like my kids don't understand. Every time they see a commercial on TV, I want that. Like, it's easy. Like, you just, I want that, and let's go buy it at Target. Yeah. No, that's not how it works.
And you want to provide, though. You want to do, you know, every parent wants to do better for their kids than their parents did for them. So,
right.
You know, you want to, but then you have to balance that with, like you said, gluttony or, you know, the lesson. You can't get everything you want just because you want it, you know? So,
yeah.
I don't know. There's a balance.
And, Kelly, you were just talking about how you couldn't watch Scream Queens. Because you did watch it, but you missed a lot of the funny jokes because they say them, so they just throw them away.
My friend just told me how I could fix that. Are you going to tell me too?
You use subtitles.
Subtitles, just like on Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, and I've already deleted it now.
But what if the captioning?
You know what happens when you turn on closed captioning and you can't figure out how to turn it off?
Yeah.
It's so annoying. It's so annoying. It's like, how did I turn it on in the first place sometimes?
You hit the button
that
says closed caption?
No. And somehow there's a TV in my house and we can't get it back on TV. We don't know what we did.
Oh,
there's so many buttons. Why can't you just turn anything on and off?
The input.
And why can't there be a button for DVR?
Rent and Raspberry.
There is a button for DVR.
There is.
You got to hit menu and you got to hit exit and you got to hit source. Why can't it just say DVD player? Whatever. What is it? DVR? DVD, DVR, TV. They don't have that on mine.
Oh. Just got to hit source and scoot it over.
Or input.
You come over and fix it.
I will come over and fix it.
That's your Christmas present to me, is you fix my TV and you don't have to buy me nothing.
I can show you.
You come fix my TV and then write it down on a piece of paper so I know how to do it next time we meet.
Oh, my God, you're my mother. JC, put them all on the blue screen and then just leave.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.